Hazrat Maulana Nazir Sahib does not need introduction. He's a Mujahid-e-Azam. Hazrat has traveled all the way from Port Elizabeth. He's a murid and student of Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with Noor in Jalalabad. Also Khalifa Hazrat Maulana Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and active in Dawah and Jihad. So we are fortunate that tonight's majlis, inshallah, Hazrat Maulana Nazir Desai Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala reward you for coming and accepting our invitation. And the Baqiyah Safar, also the onward Safar that Maulana has, Allah Ta'ala make it easy and an accepted one, inshallah. Hazrat Tashrif Lai, inshallah.
Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, ulama-i kiram, first and foremost, I would like to say to all of you, looking at you people, your inspiration, you inspire me. I do not sit here as a sheikh, as a murshid, as a peer, as an ustaz, as a reformer. Wallah, I sit here only as a student, a talibul ilm. My sheikh gave advice when there are senior people in your community, the adab and the etiquette is that you don't speak in front of your seniors. And if you do speak, speak as little as possible. So therefore, it is important that I make qabul on that lesson. Hazrat Maulana is one of the sheikhs in this town, Hazrat Wala also is your people's senior. So therefore I've got to be very careful what I say and how do I say it. Number two, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, if there is a single person in the majlis and that person sits with ikhlas and sincerity, wallah, Allah Rabbul Izzat put kalam and speech on the tongue of the mutakallim. So the listeners, they control the speech of the mutakallim. So therefore I need your people's attention, I need your du'as, and inshallah, according to your ikhlas, Allah will put kalam and speech into my tongue. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah says, whose kalam, whose speech, whose words could be better than that person who says, he invites a person, he calls a person, he reminds a person of Rabbul Izzat. He invites a person to Islam, tawajju ilallah, tawajju ilal Islam. In the eyes of Allah, there can be no better kalam and speech than that person who invites each other towards Allah, reminds a person of Allah, reminds a person of your aim and your object on life. Wa amila saliha, and that person, he invites people, he reminds people, he tells people of Allah and Allah's Rasul, and at the same time, himself, he makes amal on what he speaks. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And what does he say? I am a Muslim. I am a person who submits unto Rabbul Izzat. I am a person who will be obedient unto Allah. I will submit my eyes to Allah, my ears to Allah, my tongue to Allah, my mind to Allah, my heart to Allah. Now my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Masihul Rahmatullah Thumma Rahmatullah says, if we look at the aspect of amal bil ma'aruf wa nahi anil munkar, in simple terms, to become a da'i and invited towards Islam, every prophet that came to the earth, they came with one object, one maqsad, one aim, one purpose. What was the purpose? To invite and bring people closer to Allah, to remind us of our duties towards Allah and Allah's Rasul. So therefore, there is nothing greater in the law than this work of amal bil ma'aruf wa nahi anil munkar. And this is one aspect of our life that my sheikh say, it has been neglected. We count the 24 hours of our life. And in the 24 hours, I ask myself a question, you ask yourself a question. How many seconds, how many minutes, how many hours do we spend in that 24 hours where we make amal bil ma'aruf wa nahi anil munkar? Count those 24 hours. You make dhikr of Allah, you make salah of Allah, You make tilawat of Quran of Allah. You are giving sadaqah, you are going for umrah. But in that 24 hours, count how many times a day, I will go up to my fellow Muslim, I will go up to my friend, I will go to my wife, to my children, and I will tell them, encourage them towards good things, prohibit them from those things which Allah and Allah's Rasul have prohibited us from. Amal bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. My Sheikh says, we look at friends, we will sit for hours and hours, we will speak, but we haven't got the tawfiq and guidance to tell my friend, my beloved friend, this is not correct, this is not right, this is what you should do. I will go from my work, I will meet my wife and my children, the entire night we will spend together. I will not have the tawfiq and guidance to tell my wife that this is not correct. Did you read your salah? Did you make tilawat of Quran? Did you offer your asr salah? But in turn, what will I say? Is the food ready? Is the food hot? Is my clothing ironed? This is the amount of azmat we have for amul bil ma'roof wa nahy al munkar. We look at the boss at the business, the principal at the business. I can speak to my staff from morning till evening. Do I have the tawfiq and guidance to say to my staff that you perform your salah? Your trousers is below your ankles, why don't you pick it up? The things that you are doing in the shop is not correct. Did the staff have the tawfiq and guidance to say to his boss, to his senior, to his principal, this particular transaction of ours, this particular dealings of ours, don't seem to be correct? Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave nasihat to his son, aqimis salah wa'mur bil ma'roof wanha anil munkar. At the very same time the salah is incumbent upon you, aqimis salah, establish salah. With the same token, wa'mur bil ma'roof, he instructed his son, like how the salah is wajib, it is farad upon us. The amal bil ma'roof wa nahi an munkar is also wajib and farad upon us. We are performing the salah, but we are neglecting the amal bil ma'roof wa nahi an munkar. My Sheikh says, many a times, what do we say? I don't want that friendship to break with my wife, because if I come home, there won't be food at home. Khuda ke banda, is our iman dependent upon that plate of food? Hazrat said, wallah, I take an oath in Allah's name. The first day she won't cook, the second day she won't cook, the third day won't she cook. But when you go into the neighborhood and start eating with your friends, of course they will ask, why are you eating here? I've got a little problem at home. Her iman, the taqad of iman is so great in her that she will realize and she will call her husband home. We are scared to speak to our friends. Our relation must not be soured or severed. I am scared to tell my boss, I am scared to tell the staff because he's a very good worker. He might take offense and leave. What we say? Dil shikni. But din shikni? We are prepared that the wife, the children, my friends, my neighbors, the relatives, their heart must not be hurt. But the heart of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Sheikh says, if a person is a rebel, he rebels against the government, he becomes an enemy of that government. Is that correct? And whoever befriends that enemy, in the law, he also become an enemy. Now having a friend who rebels against Allah and Allah's Rasul, I am satisfied that I don't want to hurt his heart. In the law, I am part and parcel of that. The evidence and the shahada to show Allah, I am not part and parcel is when I make amal bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar. Hazrat gives a story, it make you laugh. He says, there was two persons, they were traveling. And they performed their Zohr Salah together and they decided, let's put our little food together. They were musafirs and we will eat together. So they sat down, put their dasturkhan down and about to eat. A door came past and one of the brothers stood up and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So his friend told him, تعجب, he says, I'm quite amazed at you. کتا کے لیے سلام کیا آپ نے؟ He said, no. The reason why I made salam for that kutta is it's possible that he could be a jinn and the king of the jinn. And because he's the king, I made his ikram, he will give me some money. Allahumma fadla. What is this? The motives. So it makes you laugh. So Hazrat gives an answer. He said, Khuda ke banda, if that is the case, every cat, every dog, every mouse you meet, make salam, every snake you meet, because why? The jinnah takes the form of cats, snakes and dogs and rats. So every kutta billi you get on the road, say, assalamu alaikum. Now in like manner, respected elders and brothers, we got agendas, we've got motives, and those motives we give priority, so therefore we are scared to tell our fellow Muslims. Now, there is no need for us to be harsh. There is no need to us to be very, very stern, to be vulgar. Allah explains, Udu ila sabili rabbik bil hikmah. Allah teaches us how to make talim. Now, we say to ourselves, every day we witness. Does it ask a question? You come to the house of Allah, we look at some of the little boys sitting, bare adabi in the masjid, some of them making noise in the huzoo khana. Is it the khatib's job? It is the maulana's job that he must do that. Amal bil ma'roof, everyone in the community. How many of us go up to our little children? Give them that love, that compassion, that feeling. Hold them around their neck. Put your hand upon them and speak to them kind and gentle words. Did we ever try that? Wallah, when we start doing that, we will find how soft this little boy's heart will become. Sometimes you find people are performing salah, the salah is not correct. How many of us got the courage when we complete it? By the particular salah you made, this is not how you make your salah, this is how you make it. People are making wudu, you see they're making the wudu wrong, they are talking in the wudu khana. Do we get the tawfiq and guidance to go up to them? This is the makhsus favor which Allah bestowed upon this ummah. Amal bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar. Many of us feel it is his baby, it is her baby. Alhamdulillah, I am particular with my ibadat. End of story. What was the downfall in the Bani Israel? When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed to go and destroy entire nation in Niklib Medina kada wa kada, go and destroy a certain village and those people, the inhabitants. When he arrived there, he saw they were very pious people in that community. Went back unto Allah and he said, Ya Rabbul Izzat, in that particular community they are very, very pious people. The instructions were given, destroy the pious people first, thereafter destroy the entire city. Now, respected elders and brothers, is this not sufficient for us? The hadith mentioned, إِذَا عَظَمَتِ أُمَّةِ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ حَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When this ummah develops the azmat and the honor and respect for dunya, then Allah Rabbul Izzat take out the respect for his deed. In simple terms, we will start disrespecting our deen. And today what were we finding? We respect our motor cars, we have azmat for our businesses, we respect our wives, we respect our children, we respect our property. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, have we got that amount of azmat, that amount of respect? وَإِذَا تَرَكَتِ الْأُمَّةِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ حُرِّمَتْ بَرَكَةُ الْوَحِي. When this ummah neglect the duty of amal bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, Allah removes the barakat of revelation from this ummah. You will read the Quran, it will not manifest in your system. You will make ibadat, you will not find the effect of that ibadat. What is the cause of this? Because we have neglected the duty of amal bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Idha tasabat ummati saqatat an aini Allah. When this ummah start abusing each other, cursing each other, swearing each other, finding fault with each other, immediately in the Allah, you are lowered in the status of Allah. Your ranks are lowered. Your honor and your dignity is lowered. And if we look, respected elders and brothers, wherever we go, we don't find that azmat, that respect, that dignity within our community, without our community. What is the reason for this? When we embark on that level, to find faults with our fellow Muslims. Hazrat Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi gives a little story. He says, O mu'min, O believers, our life is as such. Iblis have set out his traps, 101 traps every day he sets out. And in the traps he sets his bait. We are like hungry game, greedy birds, searching for food, searching for sustenance. And then we fall prey to these traps. Each and every day he sets up the trap. No sooner did we put our foot into those traps, we are caught and we taken as captives. Rabbul Izzat is so kind and he's so merciful. He frees us from their traps. No sooner did you take out your foot from the one trap, when you find you fall prey to the another trap. And what are these traps? Sometimes it's the prey of the eyes we have given in. Sometimes we fall prey of the ears. Sometimes to the tongue. Sometimes the mind. Sometimes the limbs. Sometimes the hands. Allah is so kind. He is so merciful. Every now and then Allah is taking you out of those traps. Therefore, as it says, after amal bil ma'aruf wa nahi anil munkar, you have fulfilled the task of amal bil ma'aruf. You have fulfilled the task of making amal saliha. What does Allah said? Qala innani min al muslimin. As it said, this is not a dawah. Ye dalil hai, ta'alim hai, tarbiyat hai. That what do you say? I am a Muslim. Innani min al muslimin. This is not a claim that you must feel proud about, that I am a Muslim. No. Allah is giving you tarbiyat, is giving you talim. What talim is He giving you? What is a Muslim? My Sheikh comment, he says, our adhan is one. Throughout the universe, wherever you go, that is how you can identify Islam. Our adhan is one. The kalima is one. If you look at the West, in the morning, what do they say? Good morning. In the afternoon, what do they say? Good afternoon. And in the evening, good evening. And sometimes if the day is bad, they don't say good day, it's bad day. Allah's further than Allah's karam, we had one salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is an evidence. It is a shahadat. It is a talim. It is tarbiyat. Inviting us and telling us, what does it tell us? Whenever you will see another Muslim, what will that Muslim say to you? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is the salam? Salamtu alayka min qibli salaman. O Muslim, brother and sister in Islam, whenever you see me, you can rest assured from my side, there is salamat, there is peace, there is blessing. So you needn't get scared of me. Your wealth, your honor, your dignity, your family, your children will rest assured from my side, there is peace. When your neighbors leave, what do your neighbor say? Assalamu alaikum. You say wa alaikum salam. What are you telling your neighbor in reality? You are telling your neighbor, your wife, your children, your property, your wealth, I will make sure there is salama from my side. Is that happening? Countless stories. The husband leave on work. What is that particular neighbor doing with the wife and the children? Allahumma fadna. This is an evidence and a shahadat. Hurimat barakatul wahi. The barakat of that revelation is taken away. So Hazrat said that we are getting a talim here, and this talim is vitally important to us. What is the talim? Qala innani min al-muslimin. That Allah, I bear shahadat and evidence that I am a Muslim. I will submit to you, Allah, at every second and every moment. My eyes, my ears, my tongue, my mind, my heart, my body, my wealth, everything, Allah. And he gives a story. He said there was doubt and famine in Baghdad. The entire land was overtaken with drought and famine. Animals were dying. People were dying. So one day a villager, his wife said to him, husband, at least do something. How long are we going to suffer? So he says to the wife that I am a person, I've got no skills, no profession, no trade, nothing I've got. Now that there is drought, what can I do? So the wife thought and she decided, why don't you go to the king?
to the Khalifa and complain to him. So he accepted this mashura and he decided, let me set out and go and meet the king. But at least when you meet the king, let me take some sort of present for the king. There was no water in the land, so the Tigris River was the big river in Baghdad. That river had water, but around the country there was no water. So alongside the river there was a little stagnant water. Now when water at the river stay over for a long time, it starts smelling. So he collected that water and he put it into a little container. And his wife, she cleaned the container and put a seal on it. And he put the container on his head and he set out to Baghdad. Now we can imagine, stagnant water does not flow. And especially when there's drought and famine, the najis and the dirt is all in that water. So that water must be smelling. So he takes the water and he gets to Baghdad. And eventually he reaches the palace of the king and he seeks permission. And as he enters the palace, the king is sitting on his throne. And he greets the king, he makes the salam and the adab. And immediately he takes the container off and places it at the feet of the king. And the king asks him, Mahadha, what is this? And he said, Wallah, hadha ma'ul jannah. This is water from Jannah. The king is overtaken with joy. And he opens the water in the container. And immediately, the men around the court, turning left, right and center. The king made as if it was definitely water from Jannah. He contained himself, and with that same look and appearance, he said to his men, take this water and keep it where my special belongings are. And since he brought me a present, fill the container with gold coins. And when you finish, take him to the Tigris River and show him the beautiful orchard and fill another container with water and show him the road to his house. Now my sheikh commented here, he said, people from noble families, people from high families, Unsha Khandan, if you look at their tolerance and their sabr, is unique. Their courage, their tolerance, their hilm is of a very high standard. The men in the court could not tolerate the smell. But the king looked at the person, his innocence, his ikhlas. Now Hazrat explains, in like manner our ibadat, our tilawat of Quran, our zikr, our effort is like the stagnant water that we present to Allah. Rabbul Izzat is so kind. He does not take the water and slap it on our face, but in return, 24 hours out of 24 hours, Allah's ni'mat in form of gold coins has been showered upon us. As I said, is this not sufficient for us, respected elders and brothers, that we drown ourselves in the thanksgiving of Allah? Hazrat says, for a man to commit sin, right? Koi ta'jub ke baat nahi. It's not surprising when man commit a sin. What is shocking and surprising in insan is that he breaks his ta'alluq and his relation with Rabbul Izzat. That is shocking. Look at the beautiful words of my sheikh. When you commit sin, it's not surprising. Because Bani Adam will always commit sin. As long as you will live on the earth, you'll commit sin. But what is astonishing, what is more surprising, is when you break your ta'alluq with Rabbul Izzat. There is no hope. Now, what did we say? This amal bil ma'aruf wa nahi anil munkar. Respected elders and brothers, we look at the condition of our youth and our children. It is of utmost importance that we take stock, myself as a father, you as a father, you as a parent, we as parents. What do we say to ourselves? It is very, very important that we look at the company of our wives, our children, and my company. My sheikh says, better than good deeds is good company. Worse than ma'asiyat, worse than sin, is bad company. A poisonous snake, if it attacks you, it will damage your physical side of it. But a poisonous company, your physical side and your rohani side will be destroyed. Therefore, it is of utmost importance to see as a father, as a parent, as a mother, who are the company, who are the friends of my daughters and my sons. And at the same time, who are my friends? Now, Hazrat give a very good example. What does he say? He said, if there's an epidemic, an outbreak of a sickness, there are many doctors here, medical experts, they will tell you, the announcement is made, there's an epidemic, therefore, leave alone keeping company and contact with the person who is affected. You don't even touch on his clothing. You don't even utilize his utensils. Be careful when he cough that you might inhale the germ. Khuda ke banda, this is the physical side. You want to tell me a person who is spiritually sick, he will not contaminate you. His cough will not affect your ruhani side. His company, his clothing, his proximity will not affect the ruhani side. Think for a little while. We are so particular to see that we must keep away when a person is sick. But the ruhani side of it, are we careful? Now, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah says, there are two types of persons. Now, if you look, these people are unique in their prescription. Their remedies, their prescription has been tested, it's been tried, it's been used, and over the years, it has proven to be effective. He said, you get two types of persons. The one person is that he will go to a doctor, he will go to a hakim. The hakim and the doctor will diagnose this person. And he will know that this person, if I tell him these are the tablets, this is the doses, this is how you go about your diet, he will listen to the hakim and the doctor and follow that to its fullest. That particular individual will recover very quickly and very swiftly. And then the other one is this, for example, many of us have the habit of smoking. We can never leave that smoking habits. So he goes to the doctor and he's suffering with a cough or with his lungs, and the doctor know that no matter what I tell this person, what remedy I give him, what treatment I will give him, what diet I put him on, he will still carry on smoking. So a clever hakim, a clever doctor, he will choose such a medicine, such a treatment, such a prescription. Throughout your life, you take one dose of this, knowing full well he will continue the smoking, but at least it will moderate, it will assist, it will help. The process will be slow, but inshallah he will get. So in like manner, we are the two types of people. There are those that will go to his sheikh, and whatever the sheikh will prescribe, he will make amal. And there are those amongst us who are not prepared to make the mujahidah. We haven't got the strength and the courage to make the mujahidah. Look at how beautiful he prescribed the remedy. Ya Rabb, we thank Allah, Allah has given us tawfiq and guidance, Allah, to be in the company of these people. He says, I don't say that you must commit sin, nor do I say to you, leave your sin alone. But all I ask you to do is, you are too weak to make the mujahidah. At least, whilst you are proceeding to commit the sin, be it the sin of the eyes, be it of the ears, of the tongue, the mind, the heart, any form of sin, what do you do whilst going there? Take Allah's name. Allah, 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 Allah. He says, Wallah, I take an oath on Allah's name. You're calling upon the most mightiest, the most powerful. I have no doubt that Allah will focus his tawajjuh on you. An atom of Allah's tawajjuh will impact upon the heart. Wallah, it will change your entire concept. Is that difficult for myself and you to do? Proceed while you are going to your masjid. Allah, Allah, Allah. As it gives a story, a British crew flew into India to film some event. We know the kuffar, al-kufru millatun wahida, wherever they get an opportunity, they would like to run Islam into the ground. So after filming their scenes, whatever it was, they decided, let's go and film the muazzin. Have some fun and entertainment. So, many of you have been to India, you saw the muazzin. Scarcely got garments and clothing to wear. Some of them wear for 1 month, they keep one garment on. So when the muazzin got up to give the adhan, the TV crew was there to start filming. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Only those words, before he could complete the adhan, it impacted upon the heart of the person holding the camera. He left the camera. He went to the house of Allah. He met the imam. He said, allow me to recite this Mubarak Kalima. Imagine. Tawajjuh ilallah. You call upon Allah. Is there any door that we can knock on? Is there any doorstep that we can turn to? Is there any help or any aid that we can turn to besides Rabbul Izzah? So what does the Shaykh say? At least Allah, Allah, Allah while you are going. And he said, I take a qasam on Allah's name. You will find how that Allah will impact upon your heart. He says there was a person, a youngster. All his life he used to steal. And one day he decided, let's go for the big stakes. Alright? So he decided, let me go into the king's palace. And once and for all take something big. And the rest of my life I can relax. In the dark hours of the night he managed to get over the wall. And as he crept up closely, he overheard the king speaking to his wife. And what did the king say? Normally it is the custom of rich people and the kings and governors, whenever they choose somebody for marriage, they always look for somebody rich, somebody well off. The wife is telling the king this. Why don't we for a change look for somebody who is pious, somebody who is God-fearing, somebody who is a wali of Allah? The king looked at his wife and said, MashaAllah, this is a good mashura I give you. InshaAllah, tomorrow morning we'll call the wazir, the counselor, and we'll put out feelers throughout the kingdom to see if we can find in the kingdom a wali of Allah, a dhakir, a shakir, a zahir. This little boy heard, jumped over the wall quickly. And nearby the palace, he decided that he will start making his zikr. And he started his azkar, illallah, illallah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Right? The wazir went around, and eventually he passed by the masjid next to the palace. He went in and he saw this little boy making dhikr, and the following morning to hajjah time, he saw this boy engaged in the ibadat of Allah. Went to the king, and what he told the king? Why go far and wide? Hamara paros next to us. There's a zakir, a shakir, a wali of Allah. Subhanallah, the king and the wife, they made 2 rakat salah. Thanks Allah. Look, you have accepted our duas. The boy was summoned to the court. And he was brought to the court. And the king said, the wife's mashura was this. Please, we would like that you accept my daughter in marriage. This little boy started crying so much that the tears started rolling down. And the king said, if I upsetted you, please make me maaf. I ask for forgiveness. You may leave. He said, no, I'm not crying because of it. I am crying. I was the one who got into the court in order to go and steal. And I heard your mashura. And I decided, let me create this fake wali in order to get your daughter so my problems. But the day I sat down, that moment I took Allah's name, the impact is so great. Allah. There is nothing more sweeter in my life than the kalam of Allah. I don't want anything. Allah. Not your wife, not your palace, anything. I only want to make the dhikr of Allah. So respected elders and brothers, youth, children, shabab, our young ones are of concern and worry to us. These youth are the future Islam. They are the future imams. They are the future muallims. They are the future government. They will become the future head of state. They will become our doctors, our lawyers. They will carry the flag of Islam. They will become the future soldiers of Allah. They are the mujahideen for the future. Look at our lives. Take stock of our lives. Is this difficult to do? And the second amal, he says, what is the second amal? One is, take Allah's name if you cannot make the mujahidah. And the second amal is, see that you take out time during the course of your day to sit in good company, pious company. Hadith al-Qudasi, Ana jalisu man dhakarani. Allah says that you will, if you want to find me, you will always find me in the company of good. What was the outstanding feature of Iblis? I mean, everybody know the history of Iblis, But there's certain outstanding features of Iblis. One of the outstanding features of Iblis was what? You will always find Iblis kept aloof from the company of the Malaika. Never want to associate with good company. What was the anjam and the outcome? Mardood ila al-yawm al-qiyamah. If we will imitate that, of course we will also become mardood. So therefore these are the two amals. Allah's name, and find time during the course of your day where you can sit in good company. May Allah give us tawfiq and guidance, inshallah, to make amal on these mubarak words of my Shaykh. May Allah give us tawfiq and guidance that we can develop the love for Allah's name. May Allah give us His ifadat, protection. May Allah always provide good company fi dunya wal akhirah. May Allah create nur in our hearts. May Allah give our women, our children, our wives, put nur into their hearts, into their eyes, into their mind. And Allah make hifazat Allah, give us izzat Allah, give us honor amongst our enemies Allah. And not forgetting, throughout the universe, wherever our mujahideen are, they must become part and parcel of our du'as. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen fi kulli al-makan. This must become part and parcel of our daily life, wherever they are Allah. Wherever these Muslims are Allah, your nusrat, your help, your assistance, your izzat, your honor Allah.
Wa akhiru da'wan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتغضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على تلاوة القرآن يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مسافرا إلا رددته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا ولدا إلا أصلحته ولا جاهلا إلا علمته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا دعاء إلا استجبته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال وصدق التوكل عليك وحسن الظن بك اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك وارزقنا طاعتك وطاعة رسولك وعملا بكتابك ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمسلمين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين
الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداؤهم اليهود والنصارى والمشركين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وامحو آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك اللهم عافنا واعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى وسلم على النبي الكريم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.